Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All I Can Geek, MovieCast, episode 312. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
I'm back.
Yeah, and Tony Korkanakis.
This is ending early.
Yeah. Welcome back, Corey. Happy anniversary again.
Oh, thank you, guys. I did get to listen
to
the podcast, so
All right,
I feel
cool.
More insightful. It was good. It was nice to hear you guys wish us a happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, we did it then, yeah. Yep. So, we had some great conversations last week.
Did we?
And for the life of me, they're slipping my mind what we were talking about. But I remember having a great discussion with you two guys. I can't remember what the hell we were talking about.
Yearly subscriptions? Things
yes,
like that?
Yearly subscriptions and the other
Destiny.
One for the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that we're talking about the movie side, too. What was the movie side one? I don't remember.
Punisher. Whatever. Or not Punisher. Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, the Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
All right. Welcome, listeners, to 312. Anyways, we've got a lot to go through here and a little time to do it. So let's go to the box office. We've got Comic-Con this week. But first, let's go through who was number one. Some movie about Home for Peculiar Children.
Hold on. You want this to be a quick podcast. We're wasting time on the box office.
We're wasting more time complaining about it.
There it is. We've just taken 10 more seconds. Home for Peculiar Children at number one at 28.9. Deep Water Horizon at 2. The Magnificent Seven, which I still want to see, at 3. The Storks and Sully. As you
Nobody cares about any of these movies.
I want to see Magnificent Seven.
It's a Tim Burton movie at top. Burton's still someone, although not too much. He's only 20.
Really.
He's only 29 million to someone, but still.
Yeah. I'm just saying nobody cares.
Hmm. All right.
Who's going to see any movie on this list right now?
I want to see Magnificent Seven.
Are you going to pay for it?
I
would pay
there
for it on Tuesday, yeah, sure.
Tuesday, $6 okay. Movies, yeah. Right. Yeah, there's buy one, get one at AMC now on Tuesday nights for us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's your box office. Opening this week is Nada. I'm sure there's other crap, but
sounds
I don't
good.
Know.
Other yeah. crap.
Phantasm Remastered, Birth of a Nation.
Nobody cares.
Girl on Train.
Nobody cares about any of these movies.
No. It's dead time, so let's it's the lull, because this week we had Star Wars Rogue One figures released. This was awesome.
My God.
So they're already building the hype for Rogue One. So I went to Walmart. Was it Walmart? Yeah, Walmart, actually. I got all the five figures that came out. I just bought them all this time. If anybody's listened to all of our podcasts up to this point, they've followed the saga of me buying the entire collection that I have. Which is up to 21 figures. Now it's up to 26. So, yeah, it was great for me. But yeah, so they're already releasing Rogue One figures. We have no idea what these stories are going to be. I even bought a pop figure of Jin.
Ew. Why?
Because what if she's really awesome in this? I'm going to want it anyways.
And if she's not?
If she's not, then I bought a $9 figure for nothing.
This is blind capitalism.
Yeah, but
Star
but,
Wars,
okay.
Man.
So I really, but okay, let's go with female heroines from Star Wars, because you got my favorites. We got Rey, and we got Ahsoka.
What about
two
Leia?
Awesome.
What about Amidala?
Not so much those two at all. But let's take the other two from the recent side of things, and I really enjoy those two heroes. They're really great. So I'm hoping that it follows suit, since Disney's ownership. You know what I mean? That's what I'm hoping. So Disney's ownership has instilled confidence in their main characters for me.
Okay.
Is it blind confidence? Sure. It kind of is right now. But I'm hoping it pays out, because I really liked Rey from episode 7.
Again, this isn't confidence. This is capitalism. You just bought figures of characters you have no idea
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
going to like them or not.
I haven't even, look at this, I haven't even taken them out of the bag yet.
Why?
My headphones got hooked on my dresser. Yeah, so I haven't even taken, they even re-released Kylo Ren, and I had to buy it, even though I have him already. They re-released him without a mask. Yeah.
Without a what?
A mask.
It's the unmasked version.
Yeah.
Oh, I only saw the mask.
The emo version.
Death Troopers. This guy, I'm
a
leaf.
Is this an unboxing video now?
Yeah, look at this. I'm a leaf. I'm giving you guys show and tell.
Wash from Firefly.
Here's the male guy hero. I don't know who he is.
Can hardly see it. It's too dark, bro.
We don't know. Oh, maybe I should move this over a little bit. Let's get some light in this. Boom. It's a little better. So, it's still dark. And I got the main character right here. Oh, and there she goes. Boom. So, I don't know, man. I'm hoping that she's entertaining and good. Because, like, our love for Ahsoka recently, like, Tony, you've rekindled that for me. Like, that character is... No, this is purely as a character. This is not, like, any, like, you know... Like love, you know what I mean?
You don't have like, to explain yourself. I don't think people are going there until
okay. But well, Mike might have because he did in our chat on Slack. Were you going to go there, Mike?
No, not this time.
See, he was, but he did before, so I had to make sure I put the little asterisk on this. So she's just such an awesome character that I'm hoping this character is like that. That's all. So I don't know. I even looked up Star Wars ticket days sale dates. That last time it was October 19th, so that's coming up quick. So, Star Wars, guys. All right, Comic-Con. Comic-Con's coming up this week.
New York Comic-Con.
New York Comic-Con. The only one that we can get to.
Easily, yeah.
Did you say it's less fun?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you said less. It's less fun. I'm sorry.
No, I haven't been to the other one, so I can't even compare. I said just specifying or something.
Okay. Yeah, so New York Comic-Con is this weekend. Now, I don't know if Mike's going to make it. We're all going.
We'll see.
We'll see if Mike's gonna go. He might have a that's an awesome shirt, Tony.
Thank you.
He might have a injury that he can't makes him not be able to go to Comic-Con and walk around. But you can go in a wheelchair.
I don't have a wheelchair.
Did they not provide?
Did you read the fact?
Them?
I could have sworn they said they provided them.
Yeah, they'll provide them at Comic-Con.
I would think the convention would provide
but
them.
His issue is getting to the convention center.
Yeah, it's still New York City.
Have somebody drop you off.
Uber. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right.
How are you getting around right now? I don't see a wheelchair.
I'm driving and then walking into houses, and that's it. Walking in and out of houses isn't the same as, you know, standing in, like, subways and stuff like that. But we'll see.
Well, hopefully you can make it.
Yeah.
Have Ashley carry you.
Yeah.
Just, like, a sack of tables just carrying you. On her shoulders.
Anyway, so I'm psyched for this. Last year I bought some art. I don't know if I'll buy the art this year because I still haven't framed that art. It's sitting right here next to my Batcave, Lego Batcave thing. They're just sitting here on the side. I haven't framed them yet. I have no room really for art.
Yeah, I want to criticize you, but I have tons of art that I haven't hung up. But that's fine because the thing is I buy art to appreciate it and to support the artist. So
Yeah. Hopefully you know. I see something there that I really like. Like if I'm looking for something maybe
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars related.
Ahsoka, yeah. Maybe?
Yes.
What if Ahsoka and D.Va were battling each other?
I don't even know. That would be amazing. I wonder if they could custom draw something. That would be expensive, though.
It depends on who you go to. I mean, the more famous, you know, the better and more demanding artist, you know, the more expensive. But I mean, if you just do a black and white sketch, I think you could probably get a commission for like $20 or something.
Yeah. Maybe I will. We'll look at that. I'm also getting. I'm going to cosplay, so I'll be cosplaying there, listeners. If you're going to Comic-Con, you know. Shoot us a message on Twitter at All You Can Geek. Let us know where you're at. Where are we walking around?
Are there still tickets available for Thursday?
I think there are. Thursday is going to be a great day because we're going Thursday, Tony and myself, and it's going to be nice and empty, I think. Or not empty, but compared to
manageable.
Saturday.
Thursday is always manageable.
Well, Friday was manageable.
Friday was manageable. Yeah, Saturday's like
Saturday was just ridiculous. As Corey. So now, Corey, you're coming Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice. So you're driving in and out, right?
Yeah.
No, we've talked.
You're staying
about
with
this.
Us? Okay, I keep forgetting.
We've talked about this so many times. Yeah. I keep forgetting.
I'd be the one who would only be there Friday driving.
Okay, All right. You're only going one day, Mike. Come on, just get out there.
Happel, I think, is going to be there too, and he's probably going to be driving in each day.
Yeah. So, well, listeners, like I said, if you're going to be there, you know, follow us on Twitter and send us a message and let us know. We'll go over and say hi, or if you see us walking around, just say hi.
We'll buy you a beer. Jim will buy you a beer.
Okay, I'll buy you a beer.
Well, that could be a lot of people, man.
Limit up to five people. I'll buy the first five people.
After five, here. Corey will get the next five.
Whoa. Then you get the next 10, Tony.
And then I'll get after 10. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, so we got movie news to talk about. We'll talk about Comic-Con next week. We'll have a nice podcast based on it. We have some movie news. Yeah. The Batman is the title for the solo film from Ben Affleck. What do you guys think?
Deathstroke, I think that's confirmed. What it's probably called right now, but it could change.
It's a working title. Deathstroke confirmed as the villain.
I mean, that was pretty obvious when they released the photo.
When they cast him, yeah.
Well, I mean, confirmed now as the villain, the so you have villain, that. You have so. The Batman.
You know what? Actually, thank you for bringing this up because, you know, I got reminded of something that I don't think I brought up when we talked about this movie, Suicide Squad. So when Enchantress was bringing, like, everybody's visions of what they wanted, and, you know, Harley wanted a life with Mr. J and, you know, just raising their kids, very domesticated stuff. What's his name?
Will
Smith's character. He just wanted to kill Batman. Like, that was his dream. Like, that was his biggest desire. It was weird, right? Like,
yeah.
Did you guys not get that impression?
But then it was weird, but then they said it's not really what you want anyway. It's what you think you want or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird, I think, is that they made it such a big deal about how his daughter is so important to him, and then they show him, you know, wanting to kill Batman. I think it's more about what you, like maybe lust for instead of what you really are, like, really, really want, you know? Because obviously he wants time with his daughter. I think that was the most obvious thing, but I don't know.
And he's back. Yeah.
But all right. So, my God, like,
I think it could be really cool. Actually,
I don't mind it for a couple reasons. Actually, number one, I think it's a good matchup. I think there's similar characters in some ways, just like opposite sides of a coin. But the other thing is, this is an older Batman, and Deathstroke's never really been like a main Batman villain, so it kind of makes sense for them to meet like later in both their existences.
We don't know this is the first time they are meeting either, though.
We don't know that, but I kind of feel like if you're the main villain, it would be more that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's terrible the way they're doing this. Like, just, and this is the critique I had even before, like, we saw these movies, is that, like, we're just skipping all this Batman content. Like, you're trying to form this new universe, and you're just skipping all of this, like, good, like, establishment of characters, like the Rose guy. Like, they could do anything, but they choose Deathstroke. Like, come on.
Well, I like it because, like, we haven't seen him on film before. Like,
I do want feel another
like Riddler or Two Face. We've seen those characters already.
Like, yeah, but poorly done. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, Two Face, okay, sure, but like the Riddler, could be done really well.
He could be, yeah. But I guess I want to see somebody who's going to go toe to toe with Batman. We saw Poison Ivy already.
Clayface? Like, Clayface could be awesome. Like,
again, I
don't want Clayface. It's too stupid.
I think that this would be a great, because they're both very similar characters, like you said, Mike, and they're kind of two sides of the same coin, in a sense. And because they're very similar. They don't have superpowers.
Oh, okay. So, they're
skilled in what they do.
Two sides of the same coin. We're both human beings.
No, and they both...
Well, because you're in a superhero movie where you don't have superpowers, so yeah, it kind of is.
That's a stretch, bro.
No, and they both are heavily armored. They're decked out. They're supposedly really good strategic, like, fighters, and they know all these martial arts. And also, Deathstroke kind of has some sort of super soldier nonsense going on, too. He has a little bit of powers, but not too much.
No, he's just really, really good fighter. Does he actually have powers?
Yeah, like Captain America level powers. Oh, yeah,
so he has like super strength.
He's got like some sort of
enhancements. Stuff. Well, in that case, then my argument is thrown out the window.
No, but it's minimal. It's like
you just compare to Captain America.
Don't think we're gonna see that.
Captain America is pretty minimal, really.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Happy you said that, because I'm going to tie that in right now. We're going to just merge that in.
Captain America could do way more than Batman could. I'm just saying.
Can do what?
Had to merge.
Bench? Yeah, great.
In terms of power?
Captain America's a super soldier. He's got the super soldier serum.
There's no way Deathstroke is anywhere near Captain America's level.
They're both...
That's true.
Look it up. Wikipedia this shit, man.
Like,
they're like the same.
Captain America essentially is like... Okay...
Captain America's serum.
One step down from the Hulk.
No, are you insane? Captain America is supposedly the like perfect human with the serum. That's what the serum did.
Yeah.
It made him maxed human. That's not a step down from the Hulk, are you? That's not even close.
What are you talking? He could go like, he was like unloading on the Hulk, like smash. I mean, obviously it's the Hulk. You're not going to hurt the Hulk, but obviously
when is Captain America unloading on the Hulk?
I don't know. In the first one?
He never touched him.
Maybe you're right.
Anyway.
What do you got, Jim? What's the news?
Well, now it's all, the whole tie-in is just not going to work because I was going to move into S.H.I.E.L.D. here because S.H.I.E.L.D., we got to see the next episode and meet the new boss. And that was obviously the Patriot from the comic books.
Obviously.
The fuck is the Patriot?
That's what everyone says.
Yes. So the Patriot was at one point retconned into the universe as a Captain America. Why am I getting a notification? As a Captain America when Captain America wasn't around. He like took the place of Captain America.
Basically, they were still making
comics
for a time when he was supposedly like dead or frozen or gone.
Yeah,
but they still had comics. They're like, oh, by the way, that Captain America, that was this guy. That's what they did. But in S.H.I.E.L.D., he's an Inhuman. I don't think he is in the comics. I don't know. I don't know anything about him really.
He's not an Inhuman in the comics, but in this he's going to be an Inhuman. Yeah, this is episode 2.
I didn't see that one yet.
So it's not really a spoiler. You meet that real quick, but
it's a spoiler.
That's the whole purpose of the episode, really. As far as I'm concerned, because the other storyline was
now that's if we take him at face value. I mean, he could just be lying.
Yeah,
maybe he's a mutant.
Sure,
that would be the best way to do it.
Now that would be a spoiler.
So I'm like watching. Yeah, I'm like watching Luke Cage, and I got to the episode 8 now.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah, so. They had did you think Deadpool when you saw the bed? I'm just trying to be vague as possible because people are way behind. Yeah. So I'm doing vagueness, no spoilers here.
The bed?
The medical bed. Did you think Deadpool when you saw that?
In which episode?
The Origins episode.
Isn't that like the third episode?
Okay. I could.
Third or fourth.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking
I could see that.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, that would be really cool to just kind of tie that together real quick. But no, we can't do that. I know. Even Michael Coulter came out and said that he does not see a, like, Netflix characters appearing in the Marvel movies. He just doesn't see it happening.
Well, Deadpool's Fox also, so.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying he came out and said that recently.
Isn't Luke Cage is not a mutant, is he?
No,
he gets super strength from I don't even know how. I don't even know his origin, so I really like that episode actually. Mm. I really actually like.
Did
his
they ever
origin
call him story. Power Man?
He refers to himself possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm 4 episodes in myself. I think that was the last episode I saw.
There's some really cool stuff, and in that episode, we actually had some really good stuff in it. So we got to keep it vague, but.
Watching the Ocean episode.
Let's discuss that series right now. We'll just take a break from the news real quick since we're talking about it, and discuss what we're thinking. Spoiler free, even though we've given some minor spoilers, there will be minor listeners, but we'll keep the main stuff, you know, off the books. I promise. Mm-hmm. So the show I'm watching that, and you're watching that, Tony and Mike. You're watching it now. Mm-hmm. Corey, are you watching it?
I've not seen any of it yet.
Okay, so Corey's the only one that's way behind. But anyway, so it's been okay.
No judgment.
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, it's probably the weakest of the shows I've seen from Marvel on Netflix. Yeah.
It's less and it has less of a hook in the
beginning. Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm not upset with the show, but I'm not like in love with the show.
What I said, it's good. Like I'm not unhappy I'm watching it, but like. With Daredevil, especially Daredevil, and to an extent, Jessica Jones until the last couple episodes, like I was like hooked. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit! Like I'm pretty sure I marathoned Daredevil season 2 in one day. Like I was like, yep, I'm doing this. I'm being that guy. Like,
yeah,
binge watching the show. I'll watch a couple episodes. I mean, I'll finish it, but probably before next podcast.
I think I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna watch another one tonight. I won't finish it before Comic Con, though. I won't actually. Yeah. But like,
how many episodes?
I don't know.
Is it?
13.
Typical Netflix show.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's been good. It's just his character to be he's a good character, but not a good solo character is what I'm getting.
I absolutely agree. Like, I think he does a good Luke Cage. Like,
yeah, before, I have no problem.
I actually think he does a better job than the Luke Cage I was envisioning before he even appeared on Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. It's just he doesn't have like that charisma to carry a show on his own. And I find all the other supporting characters and their actors and actresses like, way more interesting.
Yeah, I think he's just really, really been very plain in this. Like, he's like mm-hmm. just – like, it's his character. And that works in Jessica Jones. It worked very well. And I'm probably working in Defenders very well. But on a solo film –
He has nobody to balance him. That's the problem.
Yeah. So – well, I was hoping to find that in this show, but we haven't gotten that yet. So we'll see.
The other thing is a lot of characters in the show are just – this series in particular are kind of dumb. Mm. I'm just like
– they've had a bunch of that though in the other Netflix series.
Yeah, pretty much everything Jessica did was wrong in her show.
Yeah,
but the whole point of Jessica was that she was fucked up.
I guess, but like every one of her plans was awful. I haven't seen any really – I mean I'm 4 episodes in. I saw something that was probably a bad idea that happened so far, but then again I can't – it makes sense still.
I just got to the shift.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that since things are looking a little too straightforward early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the series so far after the shit.
Yeah, the third act I've heard is not the strongest. So I was hoping to get better, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, we're not really getting Corey with instilled confidence here to watch this show.
That's fine because we built the Stranger Things with him. He's like,
But I'm telling you, like, you don't have to watch this at the moment, Corey. Like, don't.
I would still say it's still like Netflix Marvel level, which means it's better than pretty much any superhero show on television.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I plan on watching it. It's not like I'm not going to watch it. I just got to find the right time and got to be in the mood for it, too.
I'm glad we're doing this because hopefully when Corey watches, he's like, oh, it's better than I was expecting.
Oh, true. Yes. We're not going to overhype it. We're definitely not. So, or he comes back and says, man, you guys did not slam that enough. It's terrible. So, anyways, let's see. The last bit of movie news we have is a Portal announcement, possibly movie announcement from J.J. Abrams coming up soon.
Why?
I don't know.
It's so weird. I don't know. Because
are we getting we got like we're getting we got Battleship, we're getting Monopoly, aren't we?
I think so.
Probably.
Like these kind of things just don't make sense, and this is one of those I think that just doesn't make sense.
We got Ouija board.
Yeah. Ouija, we did get that. So I mean. That we're taking like board games, but
like Mario and Ouija.
Yeah, Mario and Ouija. So I don't know. J.J. Abrams is working on it, which means it could be good, but I mean he's not gold. So although I did like Star Trek Beyond quite a bit.
That wasn't like, though.
Oh, okay. That's right. That was Fast and Furious guy. The more I thought about just Star Trek Beyond, because I saw promos for it recently. Like, I really enjoyed that movie. Like, it was a good fun. Film. It was a really a fun movie. So, anyways, let's get into what we've been up to. Mike, kick us off.
So, like I said, I watched the first 4 episodes of Luke Cage. The first episode, honestly, is really slow. Like, really slow. It was hard to go after that. But I did, and the second episode, something really accelerates stuff. But, It like I said, it's still better than any other show, similar show on television, regular TV, but I don't think it's quite as engaging as the other Netflix shows.
Now, did you watch – you've watched S.H.I.E.L.D. episode 2 now with Ghost Rider, right?
Yes, that's the other thing I've watched. Okay.
So what did you think of that one? I liked it.
It was okay. The storyline with that group of people, to keep it vague, it was awful as far as I was concerned. Every time they were on the screen, I'm like, go away.
I'm weird about that part. I'm like,
They're doing, I'm telling you, like,
it felt like a bad episode of Angel.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange is now confirmed to be in Thor, Ragnarok. So, like, this is clearly where they want to go with this series this season because of the movie. They're trying to at least get the feel tied in if they can't get their characters.
When is Thor? Is it next year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's July, right? Or May?
Doctor Strange.
May of next year.
Spider-Man?
It's Doctor Strange.
July, I think, for Spider-Man.
Thor, and then Spider-Man.
Mm. I thought Spider-Man was before Thor.
No, Spider-Man's definitely July, and there's definitely a Marvel movie in May.
There has to be one in May.
And I believe it's Thor Ragnarok, because it got pushed. Everything got slid down.
Wait,
no, that's November 3rd. Guardians is May.
There we go.
Thor is November, yes.
Okay. I was going to say, Thor is not a May movie. Like, that's May movies are Captain America, Civil War, Avengers.
I forgot about Guardians, and I knew they had a movie in May. That's mm-hmm. why I thought it was Thor, but I forgot about Guardians. It is Guardians, too. Mm. So that's going to be awesome. Awesome year, man. I'm going to be very nervous in July. Very nervous. Spider-Man started rapping, and I don't know. I'm just I hope he's good.
The best Spider-Man.
I hope that's the case. I hope it's the case.
It's going to be up to so much interpretation.
So, overall, S.H.I.E.L.D., back to S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Honestly, it was a little worse than the premiere, I thought. Not bad for a second episode, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I mean, not bad for an episode just in the middle of a season, but it was all right. I think Sky is insufferable at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, Daisy...
She doesn't really have a direction. Yeah, I mean, she really doesn't... Her character doesn't have a direction, because the Inhumans lost direction.
Yeah.
Essentially what...
But I am glad. I was disappointed initially that it's a totally new character that's revealed to be the director. But I'm glad he has some relevance to everything that's happened based on the spoiler we made for Corey.
Yeah, the accidental one. So,
I saw it in the notes anyway. I was like, well, okay.
Well, that's a thing.
But I don't know. I hope they wrap up or sort of explain why we're supposed to care about these like ghost people real quick, because
not supposed to care about them. They're the villains.
Yeah, I know, but
they're clearly the villains.
Supposed to care about them enough to see them.
Yeah, we gotta get some story quickly about this stuff. You're right, so we can understand what's going on. Because if they don't, it's gonna get very confusing very fast. It already is, and it's just like they need a direction. You're right. I like this episode. I didn't like it as much as the first one, mm-hmm. but I'm okay so far with these first two.
All right,
I think it's fun. I love Ghost Rider.
Almost. Yeah, I really am liking his appearance. Like he's done. He looks good. I like the actor playing him. I think he's doing a good job.
I can't believe they can afford that seat. Like, I don't know if it's that complicated of CGI, but like I think that's awesome.
Yeah, they've done a great job of it. So
and the actor that plays it, I forget his name now, but I think he does a good job of Reyes or whatever his name is.
Yep. Right.
I think he does a good job. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
All right. Anything else, Mike? You good?
Sound like you're in a storm, by the way, Tony.
Yeah, we're gonna before the really? Games cast. Yeah. Before the games cast, you got to restart your router. We're gonna do that.
All right, that's fine.
So we'll get through this. We're almost wrapping up.
No, I don't think there's really anything else of note that I watched.
Okay.
No,
Corey.
As far as what I've been able to watch, not too much because just haven't had the chance or the time. But I did watch Warcraft the movie.
I was gonna watch it as well last night and I didn't get around to it.
I almost bought the steelbook the other day. I saw it in Walmart and I picked it up. I was like, oh, this is a nice steelbook. I was like, am I gonna like this movie though? Because I'm on this weird like collect steelbook.
It goes Tony's video.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's better than your audio is there at least. So I actually did buy the 4K.
I turned it off intentionally.
Okay. Cool.
I actually did buy the 4K book of that because it was $12 for me.
How was it $12?
There was a pricing glitch on Target, and I got it a long time ago.
Okay.
So I actually have it, and that's why I said I was going to watch it, and I just didn't get around to it, unfortunately. So,
yeah, no, I watched it. Cause I've been wanting to watch it. And
yeah, see. Yeah. I
just
think
you
it's
gotta
like
see it once.
Yeah.
You know.
What did you think?
It wasn't. I guess maybe the expectations are low, but it wasn't as bad as I thought people were. You know, saying it was perfectly fine. It's no like Lord of the Rings or anything like that, but I'd say it's on the level of the Hobbit.
Really?
The Hobbit was just okay.
Yeah, I didn't like the
Hobbit that much.
But like, I'm like here, and here's like the Hobbit, and then here's like Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
so
wow,
that's a good jump for me then.
Well, for you, for me, the Hobbit was very disappointing.
I liked
what I
liked parts of the Hobbit quite a bit, but
not well. I mean, sure, there are parts, but as an overall thing, it just didn't match up. This movie is obviously meant to be the first of its, like, you know, of a franchise, and I think that's probably where it gets hurt the most. But it does, like, make you want to learn more about the characters and how they are, you know, going to proceed in these stories. And, you know, obviously you can just look it up in the lore, but, you know, there are some characters here that you get introduced to that are very important characters later on in the game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty good. I think Medivh was poorly cast. That guy who plays him, just who played Angel in X3, does not fit his character at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see that. All right, bad. Tony, what have you been up to? Oh, Corey, was that it? Sorry.
Pretty much. Like, I didn't get to watch any of the shows, really.
Okay.
So,
Tony, anything else besides Luke Cage or Tony?
No. That was so funny. What?
If you listen to the podcast or just watch it after, you'll
watch see. The video when we post okay. this. Just watch that part.
I don't know. It's not as funny as Jim's making it out to be, but
I was he's having a ball. Just over like there, so shocked to have that part. So, all right. I unfortunately was working all weekend at my brother's house, so I didn't really get to watch or play much. So I'll talk about that in the next podcast. But I watched as much as Luke Cage as possible, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, nothing really. Oh, I watched Son of Zorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch more of that. It's good. And also Last Man on Earth. Last Man on Earth has gotten to be a very good show.
I heard that it's been better, so.
Yeah. I actually would recommend that now.
Now that there are actually people on the show other than Will Forte?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, yeah, but it's like his character has, like, his season 2 version of himself early on was terrible. And they really got him to go back to almost the way he was, but still kind of make him, like, at least a likable character, because he got to be a really unlikable character. It's like, but it was also, that's kind of part of his charm. It's kind of a weird thing to describe. But, like, I like the show because it's got some really dark comedy aspects of it. Like, you know, people die. I mean, it's really weird. It's out of nowhere. Like, you're like, what? The guy's dead. And they do some really funny cameos with actors that are around for a very short time. So, I don't know. I like it, and I would recommend watching that show. It's really good. And I'm watching Gotham. Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I listened to that. Like, yeah. I was like, okay. That's what, in your movie podcast last week, you were mentioning that. Like I said, it goes off the rails and just, like, doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Like, there's some interesting stuff going on. Like,
Those first 12 episodes. They're really good. And then the last 12 episodes are really bad. Like, it's like worse than season 1 episodes. Really.
Did you watch all of it already?
Yeah. No, I'm on season 3 now. Oh, I watched all of those. So
I didn't even go back. I'm like, you know what? Because it's just going to do the same thing. It's going to be like, okay, this is cool. And then it's just going to, I'm done with it. I think it's not worth it for me.
I'm going to watch it for a little while because, like I said, I've gotten to the point in my head where I've thrown out the expectations of that show. So they can throw at me.
This is a separate universe altogether. Yeah, they can throw up DC.
That's my head. That's how I've gotten around everything, and I've really come to terms with it.
It's still not worth watching, though. That's the problem.
But you know what? Those 12 episodes last season were so good that, like, at least there's potential that they could do something like that now. I hope.
I just wish it was Joker and Harley Quinn. It would have been so much better. But at the same time,
just do it.
They were good.
I don't care. I don't care. Just do it. You know what I mean? Like, might as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, that's all I've been up to. I think it's going to wrap up the movie cast. We got through all of our news. We're going to move on. Yep.
I think so.
Thanks to listeners for tuning in and also listening and viewing, listeners and viewers. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter at AllYouCanGeek. Like us on Facebook. Email us any comments you have, questions, podcast@allyoucangeek.net. I promise, if you meet us at Comic-Con, I will buy you a beer. Up to five people. No more than five, because listen, I'm not rich. So anyways, I hope to see you guys there, listeners, viewers. Tune in next week. We'll talk about Comic-Con.